The following Bloodstream Media podcast is made possible by Tremo Pharmaceuticals and is intended for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. Please speak with medical professionals before making healthcare decisions.
Pain is a subjective experience that every patient feels a little differently. It comes with, of course, biological components, but it also comes with psychosocial components. And until you're addressing all three of them, you're not really dealing with the pain properly.
We do see disparities based on race and ethnicity, based on gender, based on age.
Bias can really get in the way of a lot of different things. And that has actually been my own personal experience.
There's always been a misconception that kids don't really have high pain or pain the way that adults might have it.
People seem to only care when someone gets acutely ill or is terminally ill, and there's millions of people who are left in the middle.
Even though I have access to VA care, it's not always there for me.
In order for things to change, change behavior has to happen.
We'll go further together if we understand better and better what the issues are for people with chronic pain.
Pain. We know that it's an activation within our nervous system that tells us that something isn't quite right. We also know that this unpleasant physical sensation can create an emotional experience. But it doesn't always end there. For some people, pain can be constant, persistent, and chronic. Understanding the biological components of chronic pain is extremely important and can be life-changing for some. But to stop there would be a disservice to so many others. Pain is personal, and everyone's experience is different. Where you live, where you work, and even how people in society perceive you are just a few factors that can also influence how you experience pain. By addressing not just one, but all of the components of the biopsychosocial approach, we can begin to better understand how to treat and manage pain properly. So this season on the Pain Pod, we take a deeper look into the variances of the pain experience and attempt to understand how different cultures, societies, and even micro-societies around the U.S. experience and feel pain differently. Hi, I'm Mel Forrest, your host this season for the Pain Podcast. If you're just tuning in, don't worry, you can always catch up on previous episodes at bloodstreammedia.com. But for now, I'll do a little recap. In the first season of the Pain Pod, we spoke with expert clinicians and people living with chronic pain to answer the question, what do we really know about pain? Then, in season two, we heard stories from people in pain about their pain journey and how it affected their lives. And this season, buckle up, because we'll be jet-setting across the U.S. to learn how the life you live can affect the way you feel and experience pain. I am so excited to be back hosting this season and hope you tune in on Wednesday, September 29th for the first episode of the third season of the Pain Podcast. Oh, and thank you to the Pain Podcast presenting sponsor, Tremo Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about them at TremoRx.com. Catch up on episodes from the first two seasons at bloodstreammedia.com, and I'll talk to you again on the 29th.